Hey, it's part three of osteoporosis, and what we're doing with this playlist is helping to learn, teach, and understand everything that goes into it. So a lot of the comments have been lately about really trying to understand osteonecrosis and why osteonecrosis occurs in the jaw with bisphosphonates, which is can be such a very dangerous side effect. You know, who wants to wake up and have a tooth that's loose, or much less have an implant that they had from trauma in the past, and now they've lost this implant with no opportunity to have another one because they've had so much bone loss. So what can we do to figure out how to prevent bone loss, keep the good blood supply all over our bodies? And we're going to talk about prevention and what we need to do to keep you having a very healthy smile. And that's why we are Medical Dental at Meridian Health Institute and Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. We're here to take care of you from head to toe. Have a blessed day and stay tuned.
Welcome to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the amazing Dr. Lisa Leal.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Wow. It's easy to say. Because I can't figure out half the words you're even saying. I'll need to get a thesaurus.
And to always just stop me, help me to explain better.
I will
better.
Have to
help me
put
to
you
explain
in
better.
English because it's so easy for you because you went to all those years of medical school. You know. So.
Yeah, well, we're training every day. That's the difference with, you know, a lot of doctors. You know, I used to always think, you know, 20 years later, am I going to enjoy being a doctor? And, you know, here I am 30 years, and I love it. We get to read, we read a lot, and we have a lot of continuing education. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, what it takes behind the scenes if we're not at the office. We're reading, and we love to do it. I mean, we're
Absolutely.
Interested. We're curious. And I never want that curiosity to go away because that helps me to be a better doctor.
That's
and
right.
That's what I want to do.
Dr. Leal was Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, and we are finishing, we're in the middle of
our series
about osteoporosis. This is episode 2.
Yes.
And we are going to back and recap about some of the things about osteoporosis that we're talking about, mm-hmm. and we're talking about some supplements to take. You know, it's shorter days, darkness, you know, I can't say depression. That's not really good. You
melancholy.
Lose your mojo. Your
I'm going to say people feel really melancholy when we have the time change. And it's just so dark. And, you know, especially up north, you know, they have a lot more darker days with the cold and the weather. You know, here it's rare that we get snow, which is why a lot of people from the north come down down this way during the winter months.
Everybody wants to be here. They're coming from Venezuela. They're coming from
They're coming from everywhere.
Everywhere.
And, you know, one of the things that we shared on the last episode was some of the basic vitamins and supplements that you can take.
Sure.
And we talked about calcium citrate and calcium gluconate, and that it's important to take calcium citrate on an empty stomach. Gluconate, you take it with food. And, you know, if you're a young person, you need to be getting at least 500 milligrams. And then, you know, once you're getting into your 40s, probably 1,000 milligrams. And if you are not on NHRT, which is natural hormone replacement, and because you're unable to take it because of a medical condition, you need to be taking 1,500 milligrams. And I encourage that to be taken with vitamin D. So we talked a little bit about what should mm-hmm. your dosage be on vitamin D. And I always recommend 5,000. And that's a good start. And if at 5,000, it's on a wintry, rainy day, and that rain has lasted for 3 days, and you're just kind of feeling melancholy, it's okay to take 10,000. And we can check your vitamin D supplementation. We can check your calcium levels. There's a lot of things that we can do through testing. So don't be afraid to ask your doctor if that needs to be done.
You know, you're right. But a lot of these things, you were talking about biphosphates and all these other
things. For osteoporosis. And why I'm against them.
Yeah, I understand all that and why old bone and new bone and
right.
all these things like that. But there's a lot of things that people may not know whether they're on these blockers or those blockers. And so before you start mm-hmm. doing all this, what do we need to talk? Who do we need to talk to?
So, you know, interesting, you reminded me of a phone call that I got for one of my patients that travels in to see me. And she's like, you know, come to see you, but, you know, my gynecologist over here saw my DEXA scan, which is my bone density. And she says that it's changed a lot. And I'm like, will you send me those? And I look through it and I didn't see a change because I have, you know, the last 15 years of her bone density. And I'm like, I don't see a change. You know, this is a person who had fallen off a vessel at sea, not into the water, but on the vessel, and broke a hip. And so, you know, we're very cautious. We want to be sure, you know, we're doing everything that we can. She's taking supplementation, and they wanted to put her on bisphosphonates. And I'm like, I don't understand how you're a candidate because you have swallowing problems, which is a big, you know, please don't take. She has to have her esophagus stretched because of a rheumatological issue that she has. So she's not a candidate in the first place for this.
Hey, don't they bother your throat and things like that?
It bothers your throat. People can have swallowing problems, and this person already had swallowing problems.
Great.
And it can also cause stomach pain. And this person is already taking an H2 blocker because the stomach and the esophagus and how it's attached is just part of her rheumatological issue, is that she's got a little bit of an opening, so the acid reflux keeps happening, and that's also causes problems with her esophagus. So she's already on an H2 blocker, and she's like, you know, I'm really scared. Why would they tell me that I needed this? And I said, well, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to give you an infusion. But once you have an infusion, you can't change that for 6 months to a year, depending on what type of infusion that you've had. And if you are working out, you're lifting weights, which I know that she's doing. I know that she's taking her thyroid medication. She is also taking her calcium and her vitamin D. And I'm like, you are doing your very best in prevention. And she's continued on natural hormone replacement, which is another wonderful alternative therapy that you can do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and, you know, if we need to, we can also repeat that bone density at the exact same place that you've had all the other years. And we can compare it. She's like, yeah, I'm going to come into town because I want to do that. Again, no change from the last 15 years. By the way, this person is 78 years old. Okay? So she is living the best life. She goes boating, you know, two or three times out of the week. She has her Pilates classes. She's like, why would I want to stop and take a medication that I know is going to cause all of these problems? So we sat down. We discussed the other things that could happen. And I'm like, be sure that, you know, you see your dentist and have them talk to you about bisphosphonates. If you are at all considering bisphosphonates, go and talk to your dentist first. If you have any gum disease, you have a loose tooth, you have dental pain, I encourage you, go and talk to your dentist. Because if you look at the dental literature compared to the medical literature, mm-hmm. dentists have a very different view on bisphosphonates.
Will it exacerbate a problem?
It's going to not only exacerbate a problem, most likely you're not going to have teeth later.
Oh, good.
So we want to prevent that. We, you know, the first thing that we like to do with people is smile. I don't want you to lose your smile. I want to encourage people to smile. You know, whether we were whitening teeth, straightening teeth, we want you to have strong teeth. Because without strong teeth, you know what happens? You lose your nutrition because you can't chew. And when you lose nutrition, now your body does not have what it needs to be able to repair. So all of these things occur, and what we can do now while you're young, or maybe you've been on a bisphosphonate in the past and you've had these experiences, what mm-hmm. can you do now to help rebuild? And remember, as I shared in the last episode, and please feel free to go back and take a look at the other two, is that bisphosphonates work by keeping old bone around. So if you do a bone density that following year, it looks like you have more. However, it's old bone, and old bone does not have the vascularization that it needs. Our most vascularized bone in our body is our jaw.
Explain to folks what vascularized.
Vascularization means your blood supply. Let's talk about it from a weight loss perspective. People who are big, and I've been there, I was 204 pounds, so I know what that's like. The fat in my body did not have vascularization, so it could not burn. So how do I get the blood supply going? I would do cardiovascular. Now, back then, you know, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't do much. I would ride the bicycle for 2 minutes at a time, and I would do that. You know, the first time I did it, barely once. The second, you know, second and third time, you just build up to it. And, you know, I finally got up to 2 minutes three times within like a 30-minute period, which was a huge triumph for me. So I'm sharing with everybody, it doesn't matter where you start. The key is to get started. And by moving, now my legs are starting to get the vascularization, which means the blood flow, that it can carry the toxins away. That's a positive. It can pull the nutrition where it needs to go.
Okay.
And I'm having resistance because the bicycle has resistance against it, and now my bones are getting stronger. Because with rheumatoid arthritis, one of the things that they treat you with is a lot of steroids. So steroids not only make you gain weight, they also can decrease your bone density. So all of these things were happening, and I had to get on a path of reversing it, and this is part of that path.
Yeah, but steroids make you feel so good. Oh,
and, you know, steroids are needed. You know, if you're having a severe bronchitis, you know, you have having gout, all of these different things, we need steroids. But it's not something that we want to take on
off.
A daily basis.
You
got to
get off them as soon as you can.
Yeah.
I understand all that. But people think about, you say weight training, and you picture some guy that throwing down, you know, 800 pounds or
no,
something.
No, not like
and
that.
And you're thinking of 5 pounds or
yes.
3 pounds.
I'm thinking 3 pounds, 5 pounds. And,
sure.
And I remember I started with 1 pound each, and I actually started with a water bottle, which probably is a half a pound. And then I moved to those weights, and it felt like a victory getting to the store and purchasing those, knowing that I can use them now. You know, and we keep a 1, a 3, a 5, and a 10 at home so that if we can't make it to the gym, at least we can do a quick routine. And by the way, YouTube has plenty of routines. Mm-hmm. If you're like, I can't get to the gym, maybe the gym's really expensive, and, you know, whatever, and I call those all excuses, pick up YouTube and just put in whatever you're wanting. The other day I had a lady that she's like, well, I like to walk. You know, I can't do that. And I'm like, because it's been so hot here. I mean, we were up to 115 degrees. And I'm like, YouTube has walking videos that you walk in place.
Right.
Let me send you the links.
Yep.
So whatever it is, I probably can find it on
ankle
YouTube.
Ankle weights, too.
Ankle weights are great.
Yep. Yep.
And just make sure that your knees are in alignment. You know, there's an alignment of our body.
You got to learn how to walk straight.
You have to learn how to walk correctly. So if you're walking or running and you're hearing a pat and you're pounding your feet, you're actually doing it incorrectly. Because when the runner comes right by who is meant to run, you never hear them coming. You hear their voice because they're so light on their feet. They're built for it. Not everybody is built for it.
I may not be like a ninja, you mean?
I'd love to be able to. You know, have you ever seen a big ninja? They're all really fit. They're all fit.
Chris Farley? Yeah.
He's a ninja?
He was a ninja. Yeah, he was the only white ninja. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm not at all familiar with
this. It was called Beverly Hills Ninja.
Okay, I'm not
familiar
at all with that.
It was a great movie. Classic Chris Farley movie.
Okay, I don't know, but I will do my homework and check it out.
It was a classic movie. You'll have to see it. It's hilarious. But either way, this is interesting. We're going to have to go. We got more to do. We haven't even broken the surface on this thing. There is so much in this lady's head that we could just get a part of it.
So
you'd learn so much.
So
it's so interesting. Recap. All right.
Vitamin D.
Vitamins.
Take your calcium. Consider that if you're taking an H2 blocker, which is your purple pill, to decrease your acid, and we're going to talk more about that on the next episode, then you are absolutely do not need to take biphosphonates, in my opinion. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of comments that are going to disagree with me, and that's okay because in medicine, we're practicing. So the key is what is best for you, your longevity. And remember, just because we have longevity doesn't mean we don't want to be bedridden, that mobility is life. So we want to continue our mobility. And today and tomorrow, I'm always going to be talking about it. In our next episode, we're going to go over other medications that cause thinning of the bones and why you need to work out.
Absolutely. All right, folks, if you have any questions, info@everydayhealthhacker.com is the easiest one.
So comment, subscribe. We look forward to hearing from you and have a super blessed week.
Absolutely.